N0TR Mobile. W2T N0TR.
I hear you when you talk, W2T.
I'm going to turn this radio down. Oh, we're just running down to the bank and then over to the Walmart market.
Run out to Lowe's or Home Depot, one or the other, and get me some oil to treat that top on that new countertop before I start using it. So, you know, it's before I start setting anything on it that will cause any problems. I ate breakfast at that level. It was nice to be able to sit there and eat breakfast, have room to eat breakfast on the end of the side of the counter, but I put a cloth down so I wasn't putting my bowl or my cup right on the countertop itself.
Linseed oil?
Back up to Lowe's and see what they recommend for it, what their recommendation is. So, you know, that's what I'm looking at right there, and it looks like it something that will go on it. They've got several different things, I understand. So I'm going to see what they recommend and then go from there. I may even go up to Ace Hardware and talk to them up there.
Roger. Well, Ace Hardware probably have somebody with more expertise, but I'm just guessing. Sometimes you get some real good ones at the big box stores, and other times you don't. Well, I'm feeling a little bit better. The lip virus and that is starting to recede off of my gums, and that medicine makes you feel kind of crummy, though. But doing some better, anyways.
Good. That's good. So, you know, it just be careful out there and follow the doctor's instructions for sure. Over.
Well, I sent you a text last night. I'd been listening for that Temuto Island. It's about 7,800 miles away. I've worked it before on 15 and 17. But when I first turned it on, I barely perceived it in nothing. I mean nothing. And I was just sitting there about a half hour later doing something at the radios and watching TV, and boom, here he come back in. And only the West Coasters were on the upper bands at that time had been reporting him one or two six calls. And I thought, surely that's not him. He's an H40 Whiskey Alpha, I think. So I keyed back up and got him on the first call. I just put it two up, so I texted you. You missed a good one there, but they'll be there a while.
Dad, I got your text, but I was not home from rehearsal last night. And then you just jumped all over me when I checked into the Blue Ridge Net. You just wiped me out there, my friend.
I've been sick, Rusty, and I didn't know it. And I didn't even know who I wiped out. I don't know if you even come back after that. But sometimes you're really, really extremely fast on the trigger. And I usually am the first one to check in there in my thing. And I hadn't checked in for the last week because I've been sick and been gone. So I'm sorry for that, but it surely wasn't intentional. I didn't even know you was there.
I know. But I did razz Gary about letting you check in. I checked in the group right after he got through with that, after he announced everybody and all. And I credit you with just walking all over me, so. And all. But I said we could contribute that to your sickness right now, so. And he just laughed at it.
Well, I usually wait a few milliseconds for you to come in there because you're quick, and that's fine. Age has its, abilities there, so I always let age before beauty come in.
You're not a horse, so you can't be called beauty there, fella.
Shoot. Yeah, that's for sure. I'm getting old, but we're supposed to be down at the bank at 10:30, but I think we're going to be a little bit late, so that's tough. They can wait on me for once. It's really a crappy morning out here, and they say it's going to get crappier.
Yeah, it's raining over here. I can't leave. I've got some stuff. I got some stuff in the washing machine. I didn't want to leave out until I at least it got into the rinse cycles, and then I could. It would pretty much take care of itself. But before I left out, I wanted to make sure that you know, it didn't come up unbalanced when it came time to spin. So that's why I haven't left quite right yet. But I'm gonna get ready on the. Get on out of here in a few minutes. Stuff my stuff in my pocket, and I've grabbed my phone, and we're gonna be ready to go here in a few minutes. And you know, I'll get out there and get it done, as they say.
I figured out how I got this herpes virus on my lips. You know, that's what they call it, fever sores. And I slipped away from Bernice and the crowd down there, and I went outside, and I was sitting on a bench, and this ravishing-looking blonde in a miniskirt come walking up to me, and she seen how handsome I was, and she was singing, bad boy, what you gonna do now? I guess I did.
Lie when Bernice is sitting in the car with you, because she'll realize it, then she'll swat you one.
I dreamed that up on my own, Rusty.
I know you, old man.
I'm trucking this turn, two trucks, so I'll try to get ahead of them here in about two or three blocks, I hope. Oh, shoot. Yeah, that's a vivid imagination, I'll tell you.
You got big dreams.
And that's all. Well, Rusty, I'll let you go. We're getting close to the bank. You have a good day. You had your laugh for the day, so I'll catch you in a little while. W2TN0TR clear.
Okay, well, I'm headed out of here in a few minutes. My spin is about done, and I can throw stuff in the dryer and let it dry. So I'll be on the road myself in about the next 10 minutes. Talk to you in a little while. N0TR, W2T.